My next guest on Mizzou Music this evening is the professor of choral conducting here at the University of Missouri School of Music. It's Paul Crabb. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Trevor.
Dr. Crabb has a long history on Classical 90.5 and a long history on KBIA before that. When did you get to Columbia?
This is actually my 14th year. It's hard to believe, but 14 years ago.
And you've seen a lot of talent, a lot of eager students and faculty come through during that time. You get an opportunity to assemble the best of the vocal talent that is presented to you, and that's the university singers. Y'all have a recital coming up this Saturday, but to give us some grounding, what kind of student gets into the university singers, and how do you select from the pool that you have?
We have a fairly rigorous audition process here, including singing solo for me, and then they get called back to sing in octets, and they rehearse with the group, and we try to not only match the best singers, but those who have the kind of work ethic, the kind of rehearsal practices that suit well for a pretty intensive rehearsal process. We must have some good sight readers. We must have people who have good ears, and all of these traits, along with being able to sing with a large group, usually about 50 people, requires a special kind of person, and I feel very fortunate to work with these students.
Do you set a limit on how many you'll take in the university singers each year, or is it more a function of, well, I had 37 eligible contenders?
Well, there is a certain amount of who will work well together or which voices will fit well together, but there is also, I don't think I've ever gone over 55 or 56, so it's generally between 45 and 55, and just depending on how the voices match and how the singers are. We have 49.
There will be 49 on stage, plus one. That's Paul Crabb. He'll be conducting the university singers. Their recital is this Saturday, March 18th at 7 p.m. at Columbia's First Baptist Church. That's at 1112 East Broadway, referred to as the Donald Duck Church in the local vernacular. When folks come out this Saturday evening, what is the repertoire that you'll be sharing with them?
This is a special concert because not only will the university singers perform several works, but we are going to join with the new music ensemble for a work that I commissioned through the Sinkfield Foundation, a work by William Averett. Averett is one of the really, I would say, one of the more well-known and popular composers living in America today. He's written some outstanding choral music, and I've had nothing but a pleasure to work with him in coming to this concert. We selected seven poems by Langston Hughes, and these poems are difficult, they are meaningful, they're beautiful, and part of the intense pleasure we've had in working on this music has been the synergy, the marriage that Averett has combined the music to heighten and to enhance the poetry. Averett is a very aware and socially involved person, and he's aware that this kind of poetry and this kind of music can make a statement for people. And it has for my choir. We've had some beautiful discussions with that group. I often wish that those who complain about the university or those who complain about students and their lack of engagement would come and sit in on some of these rehearsals and hear the mature way which they listen to each other, the way they discuss and think and express their thoughts respectfully and articulately. I've also brought in some experts on the poetry of Langston Hughes, particularly Dr. Stephanie Shonican, one of my dear colleagues whom I respect a great deal. And Dr. Shonican has also led some discussions with the students. When Mr. Averett is here, he'll be here the whole week. When he arrives on the 12th, he will attend classes, he'll attend rehearsals, and we are in fact holding a Q&A with him to discuss this poetry. All of these events are open to the public. I'd invite them to come to these rehearsals. But our concert will include the new music ensemble, the seven poems set by Mr. Averett. It's a 30-minute work, and I think it is some of the most beautiful and most poignant music and poetry that I've performed for quite some time.
The university singers will be spanning the ages, music from late Renaissance and early Baroque era all the way up to a Dolly Parton work. Will be on the program for this Saturday at 7 p.m. Paul Crabb will lead the university singers at First Baptist Church. Showtime 7 o'clock. Details are online at music.missouri.edu.